the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 292 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of August 17th, 2021. This week, Left 4 Dead 3 looks a little different. Oni-chan Kenobi gets a lightsaber, and transform and checkmate Kasparov. CJ and I got with me TJ.
I'm guessing that's the inventor of chess. Whoever the Russian name you ended it with.
the inventor of chess. He's a Russian grandmaster, Thomas.
Oh, okay.
He's a goddamn grandmaster.
I'm sorry, I'm not a fucking nerd.
Don't know who Garry Kasparov is. How dare you?
I know who Gary Gygax is. Does that count?
Sure. I know your Garys, I guess.
I know a Garry. I know Garry from Fallout, if anyone remembers.
And his mod? Yep. Oh, no, not Fallout. I'm sorry. thinking of Garry, yes. From Counter-Strike and yep. His mod.
We know Garys. We got Garys covered on this show.
Welcome to the General Garry Podcast.
Yep. Nothing top to bottom about all Garys.
The ins and outs of Garys behind.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard that saying before? The ins and outs of Mike's behind?
No.
It's like a legit saying that my dad said his mother used to say all the time.
That's
the
gay ins sex.
And outs of Mike's behind.
That's a euphemism for gay sex. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe it was a different saying and my dad just like misheard it.
I wouldn't
because,
doubt it.
Yeah, he's my father. The ins and outs of Miles behind. Maybe Miles is a person.
I
don't know. Anyway.
Do you just insert your favorite name and then put behind?
I guess.
Or is it like the person you want to fuck?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Figured out.
Yeah. I mean, he did also used to talk about, I think my favorite story, I don't know where we got here. We'd come home with food from China. You'd go get Chinese takeout and come home. And my grandmother would ask him, "What'd you get?" He goes, "Oh, you know, just got some cream of samyang guy.
I'm just like, "Oh no.
God damn it, Dad. The fuck is that's your mother you're talking to?"
Yeah, but it's funny, no?
It's funny, no? All right, anyway, we'll start off the way that we usually do with what are you playing? We're playing something.
Mm-hmm.
So the open beta for Back 4 Blood was this past weekend, August 12th to 16th.
Yep.
And for those of you who don't know, Back 4 Blood is basically Left 4 Dead 3. It's from some of the same developers or creators, yep, that brought you Left 4 Dead franchise that went and started, I don't know if they started this new studio, Turtle Rock Studios.
Turtle Rock Studios, let's see.
But the game is published by WB Games.
No, they did Evolve beforehand.
Okay.
Which explains a lot.
Yeah. But still, it's very obviously a
total copy of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Basically Left 4 Dead. So you played it a lot more than I did. I got to play like 1.5 runs.
Yeah. I played it
a ton.
But you
guys played all weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I played the first act, which they gave you pretty much 8 missions to play in the campaign, yep, for the first act. I think I played that like all the way around like 6 or 7 times, I think.
All on easy.
Just because we kept getting new people to play. So like I didn't want to like shock anyone to go above and beyond, because apparently the jump between easy and medium is ginormous just because they add friendly fire.
Yeah.
So like the difference is apparently a huge jump. So I'm just like, I'd rather just do it on easy and get like used to the game and stuff. It's Left 4 Dead. I mean, they've added some stuff, but it's pretty much, it plays the same as Left 4 Dead. It feels the same as, yeah, Left 4 Dead. There's stuff added, like the card system is really cool. they call them the Ridden. The Ridden.
Yep, the Ridden.
And we just kept calling them the same monsters as from Left 4 Dead. Yeah.
We're like, Boomer.
Boomer. It's like, shit. So it's I enjoyed it a lot. We didn't have really too many issues with online play, maybe like a one or two big issues.
Only...
Versus yeah. had a lot of issues
really?
I played. So pretty much you played... what you did was you were on a team. You were either on the humans or the Ridden team, and you played a bunch of rounds until you all were downed, and then it ended, and then the amount of time you lasted, the other team had to switch, and the other team had to last longer than that to win the round. A lot of the issues were teams not having full players a lot of the time. I don't think I ever played one where all four players on each side were there.
Yeah,
they either started the game with one player on one side and four on the other. It was very weird, and it was hard to get games going. But other than versus, and versus is cool, is it shrinks the area, because you only have one big area. It shrinks it every like little round in your round.
Oh.
It shrinks it, so you get to a point where it shows a picture that loads all the time in the game where you're like surrounded by Ridden. You're in a little circle. Pretty much by round three, that little circle is all you have, and you have to survive as long as possible.
Okay.
And playing as the Ridden was really cool. Versus had a lot of little things that they need to tweak. There's a lot of waiting around, waiting for stuff to happen, or waiting for rounds to happen stuff. But besides Versus, campaign was awesome. Some of the missions are fan-fucking-tastic, and even on easy were pretty difficult. The boat one is pretty fucking difficult. I couldn't imagine on a harder setting. And some of them have like certain tasks, like you have to build windows or you have to plant bombs and stuff. And it was just, it was just Left 4 Dead with a bunch of other stuff added that made the game better. The gunplay is really good. The weapons and stuff are really awesome. The banter between the characters is really cool. Hoffman has become my favorite character just because he believes in lizard people.
Got character listening to him.
That guy is amazing.
Okay. I love the QAnon, like, fucking...
Yeah, it's just awesome.
Is he the one that's always talking about his dad?
Yeah, he's talking about his dad and stuff like that.
Ugh.
It's just really cool. I hope we get more story within it.
And I'm sure
there's also parts in was it Fort Hope that weren't unlocked. Like there was something with vehicles, it looked like, and something with customizing weapons.
My whole thing with that is that with the pre-order, depending on which pre-order you do, you get a lot of like weapon skins. So I think that's what it's going to be. Are those two areas are basically skinning out your weapons and vehicles.
I was thinking with the weapons, it would be
getting to start like
mission. Start with stuff. Like if you're doing all the acts, you have leftover money, so might as well spend it on whatever you want kind of stuff.
Yes.
Or unlocks for certain things.
Yeah, but
I think the best part is the training area that we're having a blast in. Pretty much like outside the fort is like this training area where it has all the guns that you can play around with. But
and all of the attachments.
All the attachments, so you can like figure out
and
what
that's
you
the
like
thing,
most.
Yeah. About every gun in the game, you can change the scopes, you can change the barrels, stocks and everything, so you can fully...
Yeah, and you can. There's a shop in every starting mission. There's a shop that you can buy like random items from, almost like Counter-Strike to a degree, like the buying of stuff.
Yeah, I can see it.
But the training ground, you can just test out stuff. But the thing is, you can if someone's in the training ground with you, you can also shoot that person. So it just became like us running, trying to get a gun and blowing each other away,
pretty much
30 seconds or less. It was a lot of fun. Honestly, this game has been getting a lot of crap. I don't know why. I think people have just put Left 4 Dead 3 on a pedestal, but I enjoy the shit out of this game. Yeah. so much, and I cannot wait for this game to come out.
Yeah.
It's so sad but we have to wait like a month? No.
Yeah.
2 months. Because it comes out in October?
Seven weeks. October 12th.
So
it comes out in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Then again, I feel like a lot of the reviews that we were reading were on Reddit, and Reddit hates everything.
Yeah, it's true.
But like besides that, everything that you said was right. It's basically Left 4 Dead, except with a lot of like new, very cool things.
Yeah, stuff added from modern games.
Exactly.
Like how Counter-Strike kind of sits the way it sits and like doesn't change with the times, which made me turn off the Counter-Strike. This changed with the times and added the card system and modifications to guns and, you know, character abilities and stuff like that. And it just, it made it so much better.
What I do also want to talk about is the card system, which I thought was, so they call it like a roguelike. Card system, you know, and as you're playing through the game, you collect all these cards in each area. And like while you're in the game, you can buy cards, but they're only temporary. You can get random cards and you can buy cards that are temporary in the game, but then you can get them outside the game and you can build decks. And the thing is, every single time you start a new mission, you get a selection of cards that you can choose from. They can do all sorts of stuff like boosting your stamina, your like reload speed, how much ammo you can hold. So a lot of cool stuff like that. Yeah, giving you a knife instead of punching the zombies. Yeah, you actually have like a knife every time.
Way better than punching.
But like, I think it's a really interesting and unique system that like keeps every playthrough of the game fresh.
Yeah.
So like, people aren't like, all right, I played through the game. I'm not going to play it anymore because I played through the whole thing. I don't need to. Like now they can go back and like try it a different way, get a different deck with different bonuses and change out for each act and whatever. So that's really cool. I like that whole system.
Yeah, I mean, this has infinite replayability because you have different levels you can do, easy, medium, or hard. And they add different things. The decks make a difference. And just because it's just fun. Like, I've played...
And eight different characters?
I think 8 or 10.
How many did you... Could we play with in the demo?
I think six. And I think there might be 8 or 10. I can't remember. Yeah. But it was a decent amount. They all had different abilities, which is really cool.
Yeah. I played as Mom a lot.
Yeah, there's a healer called Mom. There's a lot of... They all have different abilities. Like, they add either stamina or more bullets or something like that. I always need more bullets because I run out.
Or you can just be our friend Joe and just run through the whole thing with a
that
fire
was
axe.
Something people were complaining that melee wasn't powerful enough, and I was like, "What?
I don't know, man. Yeah, they're
just
playing wrong.
Soloed this entire game in Act One with the fucking hatchet. Like, what the fuck? I guess on the harder difficulties, it makes it harder, but
why would you be doing that? Like, The reviews are so stupid. What was one of the reviews? Like, the guns didn't sound right?
Yeah,
like, it's
guns.
A fucking video game. Like, who cares?
There's a few.
Bless me. Shut up.
There's a few that sound a little too, like, not loud enough. But it's, like, a little tweak. There was just stuff that's a little tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
That would help. The last mission had a lot of issues where it didn't spawn anything.
That was funny because we're like shooting off artillery shells and we're like, where are the zombies? Like, it's like, see the whole thing is like
the best. You usually see like one or two come out and that's it.
Like, oh no, here comes the horde. Pop.
I'm trying to get 1,000 kills. I'm at like 8 something and now nothing appears. It's like, fuck. There's bugs. Apparently, this is a build that came out in June.
Oh, wow.
So this is a few months ago. So the build's a few months old. So, and with all the feedback they're getting from the closed beta and the open beta, hopefully those bugs get fixed. But it really didn't stop me from enjoying the game. The verses, I stopped playing because... there were so many bugs. And it was just matchmaking was the issue. But other than that, I had a blast with this game. And it comes out, if you have Xbox Game Pass, it comes out day one on Xbox Game Pass. Nice. So go get it if
you
can.
There you go. No excuse.
All right. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I
highly
miss it already
it.
Now that we can't play it anymore. I'm just like just want to play again.
I'm just like, is the beta down? I'm like, yeah, sorry.
It's finally over. Apparently it was up for a little bit longer than it should have been.
No, it was up until 3 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was just a weird time for like 3 p.m.
Well, it was also weird that it ended on a Monday.
On a Monday, yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. All right. So get Back for Blood when it comes out in October, because it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So moving on to a little nerd news. I got some real quick that I kind of just found out about today. So a new trailer was released for a Star Wars anime anthology.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that correctly. Basically, Disney Plus and Lucasfilm gave the rights to like a couple different anime storytellers, mm-hmm. basically said, you have free reign, do whatever the hell you want, and just make a Star Wars story using our IP. So you get this nice little collection.
Which seems kind of nuts, but
yeah,
I mean, they're not going to just like rando creators. They're going to people that are really known in the business.
Yeah. Yes. And the thing about it is, so if you've seen the trailer, it's nuts to watch. And there's like a lot of stuff that's very obviously not like Star Wars kosher. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not canon.
None of this is canon. It's all, you know, it's literally just like have fun with it. It really wasn't anything much more. But I don't know if, and when it comes out on Disney Plus, I don't know if you'll be able to watch it as like subs or dubs, but for the English dub voice cast, some people that are included in there are Alison Brie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, David Harbour, Neil Patrick Harris, Lucy Liu, Tamara Morrison, who was Boba Fett. So that's pretty cool. There's a pretty cool cast there. A lot of good people. And,
watch the series in English dub and the original Japanese voice cast. So there'll be a dub and sub version of both.
And I believe it's officially called Star Wars Visions, which comes out in a month, September 22nd.
Which is nuts. They just announced it and it's coming out in a month.
Yeah.
Like,
which is honestly, I think is the appropriate way to announce anything.
Yeah.
I love that. And it's just like, you have no idea about something and they're like, here's this cool new thing. And it comes out today.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks, Nintendo.
Yeah.
But like, check out the trailer for it because it looks nuts. And like, if you are like way too into Star Wars, just turn off your brain. Cause
yeah, it's not made to like be accurate at all to Star Wars fandom. It's just a really cool idea.
Yeah. They're just having fun and it's going to be fun and it looks awesome already. And I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to be really cool. TJ, what you got?
Control has been doing pretty well across the board. They just passed 10 million players, which matches up with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is pretty fucking big. That's an EA game. Ark Survival Evolved has the same number of players. The Old Republic, Forza Horizon 3 had the same players as well, which tells you how many players Control has. Their revenue is actually slightly higher in Q2 of 2021 than Q2 of 2020. And that kind of is because of the launch on the Stadia. Apparently there was a Epic Game Store mega sale that they were included on, which I feel like everyone bought Control while it was just like on sale. And that's what made people buy it. I mean, that's the reason I bought the Ultimate version, because it was like half off to like the $60 ticket. And because they recently announced that they're doing more games, So I think a lot of people are trying to buy it and learn of the thing. Because right now, there's, I think they're, the studio is working on 6 games currently.
Wow.
Some of them are free-to-play games. Some of them are not tied to Control at all. There was 2 games tied to the Control universe. One, I think, is a mobile game, and another is a AAA title. But that's mostly going to be the Alan Wake game, the next one.
Okay.
Which saddens me, but it's all in the same universe. I was hoping for another Control game because I love the story so much, but it sounds like we're going to get another Alan Wake game. But they just keep doing better and better. It's Remedy is the one that made Control and Alan Wake and all those games. So it's nuts that this small company made a huge title and now is even crushing their own sales, that they think. But that's 6 games that we're currently working on. The studio has 293 employees.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than you think. But I think it was a lot smaller before Control made like a huge deal. I mean, they've made big games beforehand, but they've been more like cult classics. I think this one really hit their stride. But I'm hoping for another Control game at some point. It might be a few years from now since they're doing the Alan Wake game first. I just hope they don't spend all their time on these like rando game mobile games. And
what, you don't have a phone?
I will shoot your face. I'm not sold, but hopefully I'm not sold on those games not sucking, but hopefully get a Control game at some point. So
hopefully that. I really need to finish Control.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I really liked what I was playing so far.
It's based off the Foundation, which is
SCP.
Yeah, SCP Foundation. So like that's why I'm like super hardcore into the storyline, I think. Because I've read so much of that. Which I recommend for anyone. And check out, there's a few YouTube like videos that people have created. SCP Overlord. Which is real. It's like a short movie, and it's fucking fantastic, and really fucks with your head too. So go check out Control if you haven't already. It's a fantastic story driven third person powers game with some puzzles. I can't really define it. So go check that out.
Check it out. So let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. So moving on to a little geek on geek off. I got TJ, you go.
I got a bunch of stuff. I was just looking around IGN's news pages just because, you know, when I get bored, I look at nerd shit. And I saw a Transformers headline that made me very curious. Apparently, a team, they're from New York. Holy shit. I didn't know that.
Nice.
Eagle Moss Hero Collector. Apparently they make collectibles. They grabbed a hold of Hasbro's ear and was able to make a deal for Transformers, making a chessboard fully sculpted and I think 3D printed and then hand painted chessboard using the G1 characters. It looks fucking fantastic. there you have the King is for the Autobots is Optimus Prime. Then they have Alita 1, Ultra Magnus, Grimlock, Hot Rod, and then they have Megatron. So pretty much they have the big names in the G1 comics in here and the show. You also, if you order this, you get a full chess pieces on each side. There's a bigger edition that you can get Galvatron and Rodimus Prime
Galvatron.
Ultra.
Yes.
So you can get both of those as like an extra king you can swap out with Optimus and Megatron.
I want Rodimus Prime.
Ah, it'd be so dope. So these the board has is Decepticons on one side, purple, and then the other side is orange, and then has all the logos and stuff. You also get
and it looks
a,
like the control panels.
Yeah, for
too,
the control panels for the ships. It also comes with
it's
a
gorgeous.
Exclusive 272 page book that has profiles on all 32 characters.
Nice.
And also has artwork for the other characters and really cool stuff, images from the show and stuff like that, because they have Hasbro say to do it. Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff. The problem is the price. Guess how much a hand-painted chessboard with Hasbro's signature on it would cost?
$500.
You are $100 off. It is $600 for this chess piece, and that does not include the extra pieces of Galvatron and Rodimus Prime, which seems... Oh, no. Sorry. Galvatron is the... $650 version, and both Jesus. Galvatron Rodimus are $700.
Oh, why are they $50 each?
I don't know, but that kind of tells you, like, between all of it being kind of custom made, I think it seems like it's 3D printed and then all hand painted, and then Hasbro's licensing fee must be through the fucking roof because Hasbro, and it just shipping internationally as well. It just seems like it's a lot. Estimate date for deliveries Christmas of next year. Since they're, I mean, Kickstarters usually are a year out at least.
I mean, there's also a lot of hand painting.
Yeah, that's a lot of hand painting. the cool thing is the King Optimus is the both King and... Both kings on each side, Optimus and Megatron, are about 6 inches tall.
Yeah, it's huge.
So they're huge. They have a picture of it next to like a standard king, and he's fucking like double the size. I'm like, fuck yes. I will not be getting this because spending $700, because if I was going to go for the gusto, I was going to get, I would get both Galvatron and Rodimus too. I can't swing $700 for a chess piece I'll never use. I never play chess.
Come on, man. Come
on. They are sculpted digitally and approved by Hasbro's team and cast. Oh, okay, so they're cast in metallic resin. So it's pretty much like resin mixed with metallic flakes, so it gives that sturdy heaviness to it. And then hand painted. They have pictures of what they have digital drawings of what it'll look like. And it's just, it's so good, but it's so goddamn expensive. You can get just Optimus, just the King of Optimus. That's it for $50. So each piece pretty much is $50.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy,
like, nuts.
Because I was looking on their website before I actually looked at the price or anything, so I wanted you to tell me. And they had a DC Universe chessboard, and the individual pieces were $15 each.
Oh, that's a lot cheaper. Hasbro's probably bending them over. That's why.
This is nuts, though.
But like, the details of these characters are fantastic.
And remember, this is the Kickstarter price.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
To back it.
I would say it probably rounds out to like $1,000 after
Usually
Kickstarter.
Usually they tell you what the...
It might be these prices. These might not be cheaper prices because they're dealing with Hasbro, so they can only cut the price so much and make it. But, I mean, you look at these pieces and they look fantastic. The sides of the boards look great. The board itself looks amazing. All the details into the characters look awesome.
Yeah. The only thing I'm a little sad about, and actually I don't even know if I would be sad about this, is that on the side of the Decepticons, there are doubles. So each chess piece is literally its own person, and then there's like a little symbol on it to tell you what that chess piece is. So like each pawn is a different character in the show, except for the Decepticons, where you get two sound waves. And you know what? I'm
not
even mad.
Sound wave. That's shock wave and sound wave.
Oh, you're right.
Dude, yeah, a lot of Decepticons had very similar names for no apparent reason.
You are
reason.
Right. I just completely glossed over that because I got excited about getting two Soundwaves.
No, Soundwave is the best. And Shockwave, which are two different characters. But the detailing is fantastic. These characters look great.
Yeah, they look great.
If you're a big chess aficionado and a Transformer fan, I would highly suggest getting this because it looks awesome. I just
at least
can't
checking it out.
I can't swing. I might think about just getting Optimus chess piece, but $600 is just how many standard Transformers can I get with that? And the answer is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, more than what I own currently. It's definitely not more than what I own currently, but I could get, I could get probably four or five of the big dudes for $600. And again, it's a chess board that I'll never use, and it's just hard it's hard to sucker in the money for that, but I might get the $50 one just to get them over the edge. They're currently at $61,385 out of $300,000. It's 37 days to go though. So Unicron started off really slow too, and then they picked up really quickly. So because Hasbro kickstarted Unicron, the big old fucker. They didn't use Kickstarter. They used their own website, but they were pretty much, we have to get to this many pre-orders in order to sell this thing. And it started off really slow because it was like, oh, $500-$600 for a Transformer sounds nuts. But then everyone was like, nah, fuck it. Thinking back, I really wish I should have done it, but it was just, it's so hard to bite that much money for something that's going to hang up. It's just rough. I would suggest looking at the Kickstarter. Just look up Transformers Gen 1 chess set.
Just to look at the pieces.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. And again, if you're a chess fan and a Transformers fan, I would suggest buying it. And just go for the $700. Just fuck it. Just add another $100. You're spending $600 already. Might as well just add another $100 and just for the gusto. So go check those out. And they also have a pin for, I think, $10. They have an exclusive pin that's like Optimus and the Megatron double face kind of thing. So, go check that
Pretty
out.
Cool. So, yeah. Definitely check that out. So I got something quick. So if you're living in Sweden, or some of the markets around that area, and you're a fan of IKEA, you can go and pick up yourself.
Because the names of like all the stuff isn't real, right? It's all made up Swedish
words.
What
are the name? I'm curious what the names are in Sweden. Like, is it like the Swedish translation for
like
their fake Swedish
round table? Brown table. Wow. Orange sofa.
I love it. That would be great. It's so exotic. It's English words. But apparently IKEA sells solar panels.
I've seen like little ones that you can like charge your phone with. I didn't know they sold like
legitimate solar panels.
Solar panels.
Yeah.
Do you put them together like IKEA furniture? Do they give you the same like booklet?
You wonder how to screw solar panels into your roof.
Yeah.
Step one. Now what they're also doing is they're offering a clean energy subscription service to people. So if you already have these solar panels, you can like track the usage and sell your excess. So the whole thing about going renewable with stuff like this is any extra energy that you make that you don't use, you can then sell back usually to your electric company.
Or they take the electric stuff and then take it off your bill and then bill you for the rest because it's never going to cover your entire bill.
It all depends on how much sun you get and what kind of area you live in. And especially in Sweden, I can't imagine they get that much sun. But still, what they're now offering is for people to take advantage of this renewable electricity from the solar and wind parks to power their homes. So I'm sure IKEA has like a huge solar park and a wind park as well for there, because I know that they specifically are trying to go clean energy by, I think, 2025 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're making more power than they need for their facilities, plus all these people who have the IKEA solar panels in their homes are all selling all this energy back to IKEA, who is now able to become basically an electric company and yeah. sell this electric to other people.
Heard about Google taking over its IKEA. Yeah.
In Sweden. But I just thought that was kind of, yeah, apparently IKEA's taken over in there. But I thought that was kind of cool. And, you know, the nice thing about, of course, it's only available in Sweden because you can't Sweden. Send power to the US
well, also,
from Sweden.
The electric companies around here suck dick. So
yeah. I highly doubt, you know, they would let IKEA become like an electric company in the US.
Yeah.
But also like affordable. The big thing about this for me is like when I found out about it, I didn't realize that they had solar panels. But now it's kind of like how affordable. I'm curious to know like exactly how affordable they are and how soon they would come to the US.
Yeah. And I mean, what that would kind of look like. Pretty affordable. I mean, it's IKEA, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very curious about it, but
I think they'd have a hard time coming over to the US just because there's such a monopoly on electric. Even solar panels, it's hard to kind of break into the business. So I mean I'd put IKEA shit on my roof. I mean, if it's better than what I have currently, like fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you live in Sweden, check it out, because that's...
I wonder if you'd have to go to the store and pick up, like, all the panels.
No, you'd probably...
because the shipping for, deliver. Like, anything is a flat $100. Like, it don't matter if you're ordering $2 worth of shit or $1,000 worth of shit. They're like, $100 right here, baby.
Slab it down.
Yeah, so I'm like, would they just, like, put it in a brown box and stuff it in the back of your car?
Like just going to the warehouse.
Yeah, just a solar panel sticking out of your hatchback, just going down the road.
I hope it makes it.
Hope nothing's broken in there. I'll have to send it back.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you live in Sweden and you want to buy your energy from a renewable source,
go to IKEA.
Look to IKEA. All right, TJ, why'd you finish us off?
Oh, always. So the 35-year anniversary of Aliens is upon us, and they've gotten together.
Reminder that Aliens is the sequel.
Yeah,
to Alien,
not Alien, but Aliens.
It's a 35th anniversary of a sequel,
second movie, which is crazy because usually you never hear anything about the second movie. So they've gotten together with Hasbro. Lucky us, a lot of Hasbro news. And they are releasing a Nerf gun based on the Aliens M41A, the Pulse Blaster, which, I mean, it's been redone in Airsoft and other guns, but now it is coming to Nerf, which is awesome. It can shoot both Elite Darts, which are the standard darts, and the Mega Darts, which are the big red ones.
Nice.
It has an LCD counter built in, like the gun in the movie, to tell you how many shots you have left. It has included 10 Elite Darts and 4 Mega Darts. It has emblems for the United States Space Command Colonial Marine Corps, which is from the movie. It has Aliens on the side, Nerf as well. The colors are Nerf inspired since it's yellow and white. But the gun looks really similar. If you repaint, a lot of people are just going to repaint this and repaint it to look like the gun in. This also is a lot cheaper than the Airsoft version, which they only sold for a little bit.
I'm sure.
And it was $300, I think. This is $94.99.
Okay.
It is, you can pre-order it until the end of October, but it won't be shipped until the start of October of next year.
Okay.
I'm currently probably going to pre-order one. Because I'm not a big Aliens fan, but the blaster looks so fucking cool. And it's such a a limited thing that just, it looks so dope.
I really like the motor-driven motor-driven Nerf
guns,
too.
Yeah, it's a battery-operated gun. It's got the counter on the side and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping the counter can figure out different clips that you have, because Nerf magazines come in different shapes and sizes. I don't think it will. It probably is only allowed, like, there. Magazines.
It looks like a pretty standard. It's hard to tell with like on the 3D rendering, because like, you know, you can only see what 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 9 darts in the 3D rendering. That's almost to the bottom. So I still think it's only like 12 darts in it.
Yeah. Well, it comes with 10 elite darts, so it's probably a 10 round clip.
10.
And then it looks like the front end. It doesn't shoot different darts. The front end looks like. It has like almost like the shotgun, but it's just a mega dart.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like you can load two different magazines in it. It looks like it's got one mega dart in front and then a magazine of elite darts. But it's pretty fucking cool looking.
Yeah, it is. I like it a lot.
And for $100, that's not much different than a lot of their standard battery operated big dudes. So like you're getting a pretty sweet deal, and it comes in a really cool box too. It has like the emblem for aliens and the M41A and stuff like that, and a Nerf symbol. And it's just really cool. You can pre-order on their site and GameStop, I think it said, which seems weird. But I feel like they're not selling games anymore. They're selling bullshit. But you can also order on the Hasbro Pulse website as well. So I would check it out. It looks pretty dope. Even the magazine looks pretty awesome, but the gun, just even as a non-aliens fan and not a fan of scary movies, I'm super down to buy this because it just looks so damn cool, and the price is pretty fucking good for a Nerf gun that's a special edition kind of thing. So I would check that out as well. Takes 4 C batteries.
Holy
fuck me, that this is gonna be heavy. Which are not included. And apparently eyewear recommended, but not included.
I like that. Eyewear recommended, not included. So if you don't wear glasses,
you're going to lose an eye, just like when you masturbate.
Your eye, Wait, what?
Huh?
I got the hairy palms. That's all I got. So that's all for us this week. Thank you for listening.
Stuck socks.
Oh, God. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. TJ, say bye.
Bye.
And bye.